Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Israeli military this morning is denying claims that it ordered the evacuation of Shifa Hospital, the largest in Gaza. Almost everyone is left except those who couldn't be moved and the medical staff caring for them. We get more now from CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The evacuation of Shifa is significant because the hospital is currently the main target of Israeli military operations. Israel says Hamas military headquarters is located in tunnels under the hospital. Now, it's important for Israel to prove that because there are growing allegations that targeting the hospital amounts to a war crime.
Israel is allowing two trucks of fuel into Gaza per day for humanitarian needs and for communications services to continue. This developing story now, a SpaceX rocket and the spacecraft on top of it exploded this morning about 8 minutes after launch. SpaceX said the ship's self-destruct system blew it up over the Gulf of Mexico. Minutes earlier, the separated booster also exploded. SpaceX is hoping to salvage some information from the shortened flight as it prepares for another launch of a system that owner Elon Musk hopes will someday help humans colonize Mars. Donald Trump got some good news from a judge for a change, but with a twist.
A Colorado state judge in Denver holds that Trump was involved in insurrection in the January 6th riot of his followers, but lets him stay on that state's primary ballot on a technical point involving the wording of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. That decision follows similar ones in Minnesota and Michigan and is expected to be appealed.
CBS's Tom Foti. A storm is developing along the middle part of the country, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
Wednesday being the busiest travel day, the day before Thanksgiving, looks very wet for the 95 corridor, that's for sure. That rain is going to add up, but we do need it across the south. One model wants to deliver quite a bit of rain, but also watching out for the snow potential in upstate New York and the higher elevations.
New data shows many families are facing severe financial challenges as they care for older relatives.
You've probably watched neighbors or relatives struggling to pay for care for an elderly family member. And Rita Shula at the AARP says some are sending loved ones to nursing homes because
they don't have access to quality care.
And even if people can take care of seniors with medical conditions at home,
there are huge out-of-pocket costs that are associated with that.
Shula says part of the problem is that there's no clear system of long-term care in the nation. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
It was 20 years ago today that the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that the state constitution guaranteed gay couples the right to marry. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right quarter. Three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 51 this afternoon, under clear skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 27 tonight, high of 48 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome indeed to Over the Back Fence on WFHR on this fine, fine Saturday in November. It is the 18th. It is 11:05 on the clock. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Seth. For the next hour, we are going to be taking your calls, 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors all throughout central Wisconsin, we'll also be looking into our mailbag. We'll be checking out events and our news and notes here in central Wisconsin as well, and talk about anything else you desire. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Man, what a lovely sunshiny day today. I know it's a little bit on the cold side, but lovely day in November, and we are coming up quickly on Thanksgiving, of course, getting into the holiday season. Lots of fun stuff coming up, and we'll talk about that during the events, of course, as well. But like we usually do here, let's do a little review of what's been going on here at WFHR and, of course, on our sister station, WIRI, Wiscountry, of course. We'll be talking about that a little bit. Hope you had a chance to check out the hunting show yesterday on Friday. That was kind of fun, wasn't it? So we'll talk about that a little bit. But first, let's do what we love to do most on this show. Take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale an Aaron's SD 828-inch snowblower for $475, and I also have a Husqvarna ST 224 with the heated handles. I used only twice last year for $750. They can call 715-424-1538, and if I'm not here, they can leave a message, and I will return them during the call.
All right, 424-1538.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Got a couple of snowblowers for sale. Sadly, we will be needing those very, very shortly. A couple of snowblowers. So if you are in the market for one, give a call to 424-1538. 424-1538, the number to call for that. And that's as easy as it is. Call 424-2600. Put what you want on the on our list here. Get it out over to your friends and neighbors all throughout our listening area. Very, very cool. Now let's turn to some sporting news here. Of course, if you were listening to WFHR last night, you heard the Wisconsin men's basketball team taking on Robert Morris. And we can very quickly and easily say is that they won. Won by 10 points, 68-58. John Blackwell and Tyler Wall scored 18 points each to lead four Badgers in double-digit scoring, which is very, very cool, including Stephen Crowell, who added 16 points and 8 rebounds, while Chucky Hepburn finished with 10 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals. So nice game, nice win for the Badgers. They are now 2-2 in non-conference play. And coming up next, they're going to be in the Fort Myers tip-off tournament that's coming up on Monday, starting on Monday. At 4 o'clock, we will be starting the pregame here on WFHR, so stay tuned for that. It'll be coming right after Playmakers on Monday. Perfect, going right into the next Badgers men's basketball game. Looking ahead today, we have a primetime game. Wisconsin is hosting Nebraska, and that pregame starts at about 4:30 tonight. Catch the entire game here on WFHR. See if they can right the ship. And as many people have been saying, this is the bowl game. If they want to be bowl eligible, they pretty much need to win this game against Nebraska with the way they have been playing lately. So check that out. See how the Badgers do today. Tomorrow, on Sunday at 3:40, the pregame starts for the Wisconsin women's basketball team. They're taking on Kansas State. That's going to be a very good game as well. Our first chance to hear how the women's Badgers team is doing. It's harder to say than I thought. That's going to be happening at 3:40 tomorrow on Sunday. Looking ahead to some other programming notes here that we have, not only all the sports that we have here, I also want to point out that tomorrow on Sunday, we have some of our great local programming as well. At around 1 o'clock, we've got Tim Hubbelt with his weekly polka show, the best show in radio, in my humble opinion. Listen to Tim. He puts together a great show every single week, and we really appreciate that he's able to do that, that we're able to broadcast it twice every weekend. Tim is a great guy, and we love to have him keep those shows coming, Tim. We love him here. So check it out tomorrow if you missed it at 7 o'clock, or even if you heard it today. Check it out tomorrow at 1 p.m., the Sunshine Polka Party Show. Like I said, because of the women's basketball game tomorrow, that means it's going to cut in a little bit of time into what normally is the beginning of Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8 every Sunday. So I put in a classic show for this week, one I did last year at about the same time, show about the day Friday. So go ahead and check that out. You'll hear most of it. Hopefully when the girls team wraps up their game, you will be able to hear most of the show then. But I also want to tell you that from 8 to 9, a brand new director's cut, James and I, was celebrating our first year on the air with that show. We decided to go back and check out all the great musical guests that we've had and pick out a song for each one of them, give new intros, and just kind of reminisce at where we've come this last year and all the great people we've met, all the great interviews that we have done. Of course, if you want to hear any of those, go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Director's Cut, and you can listen to any one of those episodes. Just a reminder, of course, Kyler Cuzio was the most recent one, but we're going all the way back to Ben Shittick. We've got Chris Lee. We've got Chase Quinches. We've got, oh my goodness, we've got the Lizards. The Lizards! So if you haven't had a chance or you just want to hear a sample of some of the songs we've recorded here or played from these local artists, check it out Sunday from 8 to 9. That is Director's Cut. Hope you were able to check out the Hunting Show yesterday on WIRI. Went from about 5, started at about 5 o'clock. If you had some fun with that, of course, the opening of Hunting Weekend. And I want to say good luck to all the hunters out there at the beginning of rifle season here. And please, please stay safe. Make sure this is a very safe hunting season as we go forward. A good friend, Michael Comer, of course, the big hunter who does sports on WIRI. And we will be hearing from him later next week. We've got a whole bunch of basketball coming up, high school basketball, and we'll be getting into that as we move along here. Before we move on here on this show, let's go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah, I got a 55-gallon aquarium. It's all set up for a turtle. It's on a real nice stand. It's got the heating lamps and everything else. I'll let it go for $50.
Okay.
My telephone number is 715-451-1285.
451-1285.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Got an aquarium set up for a turtle. So if you find yourself in need of a turtle aquarium, and who doesn't? I'm kidding, of course. But if you do find yourself in need, 451-1285, 451-1285, in order to get that set up aquarium, which sounds very, very cool. Before we continue, of course, I do want to give a big shout out to the sponsor of this very program. We, of course, are talking about Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance. They are now at two locations in the area. Of course, their main location in Rapids here, 3340 8th Street South. And then over in Stevens Point now, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. If you want to call up, if you have any questions to ask them, the number is the same, 715-424-4101. That's 424-4101. You can also go to their website, jca-insurance.com. If you have any questions about medical insurance, about life insurance, about Medicare, any other kinds that they offer, there's a no-cost consultation. Give them a call or drop by Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Both offices are open those times. So go check it out. There is no obligation to you to just give them a chat and find out what your insurance needs are. Big shout out to them. Looking ahead, of course, to WIRI's high school sports, let's get into that right now. We do have several games going to be happening for this next week. The first one will be on Tuesday, so join us at 6:55 for the pregame for that one. I believe Michael Comer will be on the call for that one. And then leading up into the weekend, of course, the Cranberry Classic. We're going to be broadcasting a couple of games from there as well, and Randy and Michael will be on the call for those. We'll talk about that a little bit when we get into our events coming up this Thanksgiving week. So there's lots of fun stuff coming up for that as well. Don't forget, on most Thursdays, this last Thursday we couldn't do Trail Tunes because we had the Assumption Girls basketball game, which was a lot of fun, showing their merit, I guess you could say, a big win over Newman Catholic. And but this week, on Thanksgiving. Yes, there will be a Trail Tunes that will be playing. So stay tuned for that, everybody. I'll throw a show on there. And for something for Thanksgiving, I don't know. Maybe it'll just be a regular type show. There's not a lot of cowboy songs about Thanksgiving. But if I can find one, I will let you know. That's from 7 to 8 every Thursday on WIRI. Of course, the morning show on WIRI is called the Sunrise Shows from 7 to 8 Monday through Friday. Of course, we will not be doing it next week. On Thursday and Friday, we've got both days off in the studio here, and we'll be talking about that on the morning show this coming up, about what exactly our schedule will be for Thursday and Friday for the local program, and we've got some fun stuff lined up for you during our normal live hours, so the staff can take a little break. And it'll be nice, and I think everyone will enjoy it. We'll have music, we'll have some best of shows, especially some best of the Kitchens Open coming up, which is really cool considering Thanksgiving and the holiday season coming up. So stay tuned for that coming this week, and we'll have more details as the week rolls on. Well, speaking of rolling on, let's roll to a break right now. And when we come back, we'll get into our mailbag, our news and notes, our calendar of events, and of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to stop in with any questions for our knowledgeable staff. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 51 this afternoon, under clear skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 27 tonight, high of 48 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Sunny afternoon here. Oh, it's not afternoon yet, I guess. It's still the morning. We're getting close, though. We're getting close here on WFHR. You're listening to Over the Back Fence. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. Thank you for joining me so much today, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Hope you're getting ready for all your plans for Thanksgiving coming up as well. Got lots of great things going on today. And also coming up this weekend, and of course, going into the holiday season, all kinds of stuff coming up. So I do want to let everyone know Keep your ears and eyes open, and we will get as much of that information to you as we can. Let's get into the mailbag items here, news and notes, calendar of events, all of that good stuff. And while I'm going through this information, please, please, please feel free to call 424-2600. I'll finish reading what's in front of me and get to your call as soon as I can. We got one item in the mailbag today, so we'll go through that right now. For sale, two brand new Douglas 185/65 R14 tires, $25 each. A case of Sitgo SuperGuard synthetic motor oil, 5W30, $12 for the entire case. If you're interested in either or both of these items, give a call to 715-341-5373. That's 341-5373. So if you are interested in either of those items, that is the number to call. All right, before we get into our news and notes and calendar of events, let's grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have a three-piece children's luggage set for $5 and a child's musical rocking doll bed for $25 and a child's spring rocking horse for $25. Phone 715-423-3396. If no answer, please leave a message, and all items are in good condition.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep, 423-3396.
Correct.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. Got a couple items here. We got a doll bed, a toy horse. Sorry, I was having trouble with that one. And a three-piece luggage set for kids. 423-3396, the number to call. If they don't answer, please leave a message. They will get back to you as soon as they can. All right, let's roll along here, get into our news and notes and calendar of events. Before we do that, let's give you a little information. If you do want to add something to our mailbag, it's very easy. You can drop it off here at 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. We're right on the roundabout across from the Armory, kitty corner from the DMV. You cannot miss us. Come in during our hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. That's our office hours. Drop it off with Pam. You can also email info@WFHR.com, and we'll get it there as well. Please limit it to 3 items, but make sure that contact information is up to date and correct so we can let everyone know who to call to get those items. Going on as we speak right now, yes, it is indeed time for the Wisconsin Rapids Indoor Winter Market at the Moravian Church. That's going till 1 o'clock today. The market is open to the public once a week on Saturdays, and it is located in the Moravian Church basement just off 3rd Avenue, south of Grand Avenue, between Centralia and the river. The address is 310 1st Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids. They do have a new big sign out front, so you really can't miss it. Lots of great stuff. They had a food truck outside in the parking lot today. A lot more food coming in there, a lot more great gift items. Thinking about, you know, the holiday season's coming up, support local artists and all the great things they do here, great food, and just all kinds. You never know what you're going to find there. Check out the Facebook page for the winter market as well. They will give you the list of the vendors that are there each week. If you're interested in becoming a vendor, go to wrmoravian.org. Go under the events tab, find the winter market for vendors, and they have more information there as well. You can also email wrwintermarket@gmail.com or contact Mike Barnes, 715-697-9762. That's 697-9762 if you're interested in being a part of the farmer's market. Otherwise, head on over, everybody. It's a great day. A very nice day to go inside to the farmer's market. Go check it out. A couple other events happening today that we do want to highlight. Going on right now in Rome, our good friends at Visit Rome were with us on Midday Magazine this week, and they, of course, gave us a lot of great information and stuff coming up, including the old-fashioned holiday craft fair going on right now until 3 o'clock. More than 35-plus vendors with handcrafted items. Bring a food pantry donation to enter the town hall and get your Christmas shopping done early. Sponsored by the Rome Makers HCE, proceeds used for bookworms and scholarships for Adams County students. Very cool and fun event going till 3 o'clock at the Rome Town Center. Go check it out. All right, let's go ahead and grab phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have for sale a 1997 Formula Z snowmobile Skidoo. It's been at all driven. It has a new drive belt, new wear rods, throw in a couple gallons of injector oil. Also has a cover with it. $1,800 or best offer, good for the beginner or the ice fisherman. who doesn't want to spend $12,000 on a new snowmobile.
Sure.
Anyways, 715-424-1058.
424-1058.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Snowblower. Again, another reminder that the winter is on the way, everyone. But if you are someone who enjoys winter and wants to grab a snowmobile, hey, it's a great starter one. Like he said, 424-1058 is the number to call, 424-1058, if you're interested in hearing more about that snowmobile. One more thing to mention happening today here in town, again at the Moravian Church, there's a community chili feed going on tonight from 4 to 7. Come on down. You can get a great chili meal. It's $8 for adults, $4 for students. So check it out. It's the number. Actually, the price has not been raised since last year. So that's a great note there. Come get some great chili, some great sides. There's also some takeout available. Bring a container. They can give you some chili to go. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's perfect day for chili in the fall. Of course, make you feel all nice and warm inside. 4 to 7 at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Same place as the Farmers Market. So make sure you check that out today. Looking ahead to what's happening over at our friends at the Lowell Center. We got to chat with them recently. It's been a while since we've got to chat with the Lowell Center. A lot of great stuff, of course, they continue to do over there. It's located in the Centralia Center, 220 3rd Avenue South. And this week is a shortened week, of course, because of the Thanksgiving holiday. They will be closed on Thanksgiving and the Friday after in observance of Thanksgiving. But Monday through Wednesday, they do have a lot of their regular stuff going on. So if it's something you like going on there during the first 3 days of the week, chances are they will be happening this week as well. They'll be open for their regular hours starting again on the 27th. So we'll keep you informed on that as well. Got some events coming from our good friends over at the Heart of Wisconsin, the Chamber over there. They've got some really cool events coming up, including Monday on the 20th. The next off-the-clock event is going to be at Cunis RV here in town. It goes from 4 to 6, located at 8410 Highway 13 South in Rapids. This event is free and open to the public. Please join them for a fun evening of appetizers, networking, technician presentations of some of the RVs, which is very cool, raffle prizes, and more. These are such great fun events that they happen. They do at businesses all throughout Wisconsin Rapids. This is the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber putting this on. The next off-the-clock event happening on Monday, 4 to 6 p.m. at Cunis RV, 4810 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking ahead to Tuesday now, that's the next blood drive happening at the former East Junior High School, located at 311 Lincoln Street. And you enter off Lincoln Street, it's in room 111, that's where it will be taking place. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., that's Tuesday the 21st. It's through the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, who is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital in Rapids here. They do encourage you to call for an appointment, 866-566-5900, 866-566-5900. People with medical conditions or who are taking many medications are please encouraged to call as well. Call that number before attending the blood drive to make sure you are eligible to give blood. Save yourself a trip if you are not able to do that, because, of course, not only can you make an appointment, well, walk-ins are also welcome. There will, of course, be another blood drive at that same location Monday the 27th. And as we get closer to that, we will reiterate the information there as well. The number again to call, 866-566-5900. Well, we got a Rapids tradition coming up here on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, of course. Rekindle your holiday spirit with us. Be part of the Buy Local Holiday Celebration. Festivities include a parade, holiday lights in Veterans Park in Wisconsin Rapids, and more. Of course, this is the official kickoff to the holiday season in Wisconsin Rapids. The parade will be starting to take shape at about 5:45. The whole thing goes till about 7:30. So join in and have a fun time this coming Wednesday with the parade. This, of course, is happening in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, and it will end up at the library, where there will be a celebration afterwards in the library for the end of the Rekindle the Spirit festivities on Wednesday. It's going to be a fun time like it is every year. They're going to turn on the holiday lights, of course, as well. And I can't tell you how much fun, since my family and I moved into town, how much fun we've had with this, the Rekindle the Spirit. It's such a fun event that we have in Rapids, and we are looking very much forward with it, or forward to it with it. Forward to it. Goodness. Oh, and then one more thing I do want to let everyone know. On Wednesday, of course, bingo from doors open at 5, go till 6:30 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Go have some, on the eve of Thanksgiving, go have some fun, play some bingo, win some prizes, enjoy yourselves, everyone, and support the Elks with your patronage. I think I need a break after that. Fix my mouth. As we roll along here on Over the Back Fence, 424-2600. Call up to get on over on this show, Over the Back Fence, on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 51 this afternoon, under clear skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 27 tonight, high of 48 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. This is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 on your AM dial. You can get it anytime, streaming on the Civic Media app. It's a free download in the App Store, on the Play Store. If you have an Android device, you can get the Civic Media very free app and take us wherever you go for WFHR and WIRI. We do encourage you to check that out. And we are continuing now. We stopped about at Wednesday for events coming up this weekend, and we do have some great stuff happening heading into the holiday, and then, of course, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Giving set, what, how many, it's every day until like 3 weeks from now they got something going on. So we'll try to get into all of those as we move along here. The first thing that we will talk about is something that's starting on Friday. This is coming up the day after Thanksgiving as well. And this is an extraordinary holiday tradition awaits at the Zohr Shriners Festival of Trees. It enchants visitors with its captivating indoor experience, commencing on Black Friday, November 24th, and continuing until December 3rd. This warm event hosted at the Wisconsin Rapids Masonic Center promises an enchanting journey for all. The magic unfolds with community businesses, organizations, and individual sponsors meticulously adorning festival trees with unwrapped presents, creating a spectacle of lights, decorations, and unique ornaments. Children and adults alike can capture moments with Santa during specified hours. And that is very, very cool. All sponsored trees with their presents will find their new homes through a raffle draw scheduled for December 3rd at 4 p.m. This event stands as a pillar of support for the local Zohr Shriners, Funsters, of Wisconsin Rapids, aiding their fundraising efforts. The Zohr Shriners, of course, do so much, not only raising money for the Shriner hospitals, but also community things here as well. So the dates that this is going to be running include Black Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday the 25th, from 10 to 7, Sunday the 26th, from 11 to 6, and then Monday through Friday the next week, starting on November 27th, 3 to 8 daily, and that's November 27th to December 1st. Then December 2nd, that's a Saturday, from 10 to 7, and December 3rd, Sunday, from 11 to 4. The raffle is held at 4 o'clock as they wrap everything up. If you want to have, if you have any questions about this, please call Steve at 715-325-5000. To call, or you can call or text that number, 715-325-5000. Get a hold of Steve if you have any questions about this very cool tradition and another fundraising effort by our good friends at the Zohr Shriners. Saturday, of course, is Small Business Saturday, and the Heart of Wisconsin Rapids Chamber, or Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, wow, whew. Oh boy, is having their passport again this year, which is very, very cool. Small businesses are counting on us. Let us show them how much they mean to our community. Shop local, eat local, buy local. Support local businesses in the Wisconsin Rapids area by participating in their shopping passport and a chance to win gift certificates and prizes. This year's shopping passport will run from Saturday, November 12th till Thursday, November 28th. So you have Saturday through Tuesday to get your passport filled up. The Small Business Shopping Passport will take you on a holiday shopping spree, giving you multiple chances to win prizes along the way. Here is how you enter to win. Stop and shop at a minimum of three businesses and get your passport stamped and or signed. Prizes consist of gift cards and a grand prize basket. Should be noted that shoppers who visit five or fewer businesses will only be entered to win the restaurant gift cards. The shoppers who visit eight or more businesses will only be entered to win the grand prize basket. The grand prize basket consists of items donated by each business represented on the passport. How cool is that? Passports will be made available at participating businesses on November 25th or at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber beginning Monday, November 13th. So you can go to the chamber earlier this week to pick up your passports, or on the day it starts, any one of the businesses will be able to help you with getting that passport. Leave your completed passport with the last business you visit. Drop it off at the chamber or email it to office@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Winners will be announced on the Heart of Wisconsin Facebook page on Friday, December 1st. So keep an eye out for that, everyone. It's a great thing they've done for many years now. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, supporting local businesses, which is so important to the what the chamber does, but also to all of us who live here. Before we continue on with that, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering, or we were wondering, is there any churches or organizations that are would take a donation of winter coats and jackets?
I do know that there are some organizations around here. We have not received any information here about who's doing that this year. But thank you for bringing it up. We can, of course, put the call out to everyone listening right now. If you know of any, please call up 424-2600 or send us some information, and we can mention it on the air.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. We'll be listening.
All right. Great. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's a great question, everyone. If you know of a place that's collecting cold weather gear this year, please let us know. 424-2600. Call right now. You can also email Seth at civicmedia.us with the information. If you have a flyer or something, we would love to get that out over the airwaves. Please let us know, and we can get as much stuff over there as we possibly can. Okay, going forward to this coming weekend, and we have a wonderful tradition with high school basketball in the area. And, of course, I'm talking about the Assumption High School 39th Annual Cranberry Classic taking place on Friday and Saturday this coming week at Assumption High School. It's both the girls and the boys. It's varsity and JV basketball, meaning basketball all day long. And games start at 9 a.m. and continue until 10 p.m. each day. And we'll get into the participating schools here in just a minute and which games we will be broadcasting. We'll get into that in just a minute. But let's go ahead and take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. My name is Darlene. And I just heard that you had a person on there looking for a place for donation on coats, winter jackets. I just wanted to reach out and let them know that there's a place on 12th Avenue called Love Inc.
Thrift store.
And they take all kinds of donations like that for people that, you know, are in need.
All right. Thank you. Oh, much appreciated. Thank you so much for the call.
You are so welcome.
All right.
And have a good day.
You too. Have a great weekend. 12th on 12th Avenue. Yeah, Love Inc., which is right, which is their new thrift store that's there. They will be collecting, apparently. We are good friends at Love Inc. We talk to them a lot over here, and they do such great stuff in the community. So there you go. On 12th Avenue in Rapids, right next to Accurate Auto, they have their new store there, and they are collecting coats and I'm guessing other cold weather gear at the store there. So there you go. Thank you so much. Best listeners in radio. Thank you for letting us know about that. We'd certainly do appreciate it. And maybe we can reach out to them and get some more information from our friends at Love Inc. about that. Maybe we can even get them on Midday Magazine. We'll see what happens here in the future. All right, getting back to the Cranberry Classic, a little bit more information for those of you who want to attend or want to listen on WIRI. Participating varsity girls teams include Assumption, of course, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, local, and Wayawega Fremont will all be here. For the boys, we have Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Port Edwards. How awesome is that? We got Nakusa and Port Edwards participating this year, and it's going to be a great set of games here. There will be a great concession stand and a 50-50 raffles as well. So check that out. And one more note in a minute here. We'll get to which ones we'll be broadcasting on WIRI in just a minute, but let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, Seth. Sorry to interrupt your sports schedule.
Oh, that's fine.
But I have another really wonderful place for someone who has winter coats or any kind of clothing. This is the Shepherd's Loft, and it's in that church. I can't think of the name of the church, but it's behind the courthouse over there on Baker Street.
Okay, yep.
I guess I can't remember the Baker Community Church. That's it.
Okay. All right. The Baker Street Church. All right. Yep.
Yeah. I just talked to the pastor yesterday, and they take donations on Tuesday and Friday mornings, nine to noon. And this is clothing that is distributed free to people who need clothing.
All right.
So this is a really, really, really good organization.
Excellent.
And I'll give you their number, too, because I talked to the pastor, and he said if you can't make it during those times, they'd be happy to set up something else for
Excellent.
A person.
Okay.
And it's 421-5335.
421-5335.
Right.
Was that, by chance, was that Pastor Milt that you spoke to?
That could be.
Okay. I would be surprised.
Okay. But hey, as long as I got you on the phone, can I bother you for another community activity today?
Oh, absolutely.
I can't remember the times, but there's something going on out in Kellner.
Okay.
And it's got that Best Christmas Ever thing there, too.
Oh, yes,
it's,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I feel like spending money this afternoon, and I want to... I know. The sun is shining. I'm going to spend money.
Very good.
Anyway, it's out in Canada. Could you look at any chance you have the times for that handy or not?
I will see what I can do here while we're on the air. Maybe on the next break I'll take a look and see what's going on with that. But thank you. Thank you for bringing that, both of those to our attention. Do appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you, Seth. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow. Asking ye shall receive. We got all kinds of great information here. So, like she said, another place to drop off your coats is at the Baker Street Church up there on Tuesdays and Fridays, 9 to 12, or call 421-5335. If you need a special time to make a donation, they are able to do that for you as well. I'm curious now about the event happening in Kellner today. I haven't seen anything. I do know the Best Christmas Ever thing has been going on for a while. And let's see here. I'll do that in the break. I'll see if I can find something for that, if there's any time and information about that as well. Thank you, everyone, for the calls. I do appreciate it. To wrap up here on the Cranberry Classic, I love being interrupted. The Cranberry Classic, we will be broadcasting the 8 o'clock games on both Friday night and Saturday night. So stay tuned to WIRI. If you're not able to make it to the games at Assumption, check out Randy and Mike. They will be doing the games on Friday and Saturday night, 8 o'clock. I know that because I'm working the board for both of them. So that's how I know that. All right, we got another phone call. We'll take it before we head to our final break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, good morning. I was going to let you know that one of your talk hosts, Seifert Realty, takes coats, winter coats.
All right.
And has a rack in the front of the store, in front of their realty company.
All right.
And lets people pick them up there, right on A Street.
All right. Thank you. Another place. Oh, that's great. Thanks so much.
Okay, very good.
All right. Have a great weekend. Also, good friends at Seward Realtors. They are also doing it over there. So thank you. Man, you guys are so awesome. Getting all these great places to deliver coats. That's what this show is all about. Makes me excited to be here. Glad for all the phone calls as well. We're going to take a break right now, and maybe I can look up a little bit of information here about the event in Kellner. We'll see what I can find for that. And plus, more of your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to stop in with any questions for our knowledgeable staff. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 51. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 27. Tomorrow, high of 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every-
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, our Saturday live call-in show till noon. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show here today. Thanks so much for joining me today, and thanks for all the calls with the help of where to get winter coats this year. Thank you. Thank you so much. Do appreciate all the information everyone was giving. And thank you for that one caller to talk about the Best Christmas Ever event that is happening today. I found it. It's over in Kellner. It is at the Fallback Sports Bar, located at 9031, and that's County Road WW, or WW, I guess, in Kellner. And that's happening today. Let me double check here. That's going on until 3 o'clock today. This is to support the Best Christmas Ever, which we have talked about on these airwaves. Go check it out. Go to civicmedia.us/shows, Midday Magazine. Check out the day we talked to Best Christmas Ever. James had an interview with that one as well. It's a very cool thing that happens around here every year, and we do appreciate everyone who helps support that. It's a vendor show going on at the Fallback in Kellner today until 3 o'clock. Once again, thank you for the phone call to give us the heads up for that. All right, a couple more things as we wrap up the show here in our next 10 minutes or so. If you have anything to call in, do it now, 424-2600. A couple other of blood donation opportunities coming up here that we do want to highlight really quick. On the 24th, that's on Friday, from 12 to 5 at the Mosinee Brewing Company in Mosinee, 401 4th Street. They are doing a blood drive with the Red Cross, which is one of the many that we have in the area throughout November and, of course, December coming up. So keep that in mind. That is Friday from 12 to 5 at the Mosinee Brewing Company, 401 4th Street, of course, in Mosinee. And then coming up in on the 28th, next week, I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but we do want to let everyone know about it. On the 28th of November from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Woodson YMCA, 707 North 3rd Street. Again, this is through the American Red Cross. And they are doing a fun little thing, of course, with this year. It's also the 20th anniversary of the film Elf, which, of course, has become a standard for a lot of people, a yearly tradition to watch Elf, and it's a very fun and funny movie. And if you are able to give money, or excuse me, give blood this year, you will receive an exclusive pair of Elf plus Red Cross socks. How cool is that? While supplies last, for more details, visit redcrossblood.org/elf. Not only do you get to give blood, of course, very important all year round. We always need lots of blood to be donated, but you get some pretty cool socks as well. So check that out. Also want to remind you that the Stevens Point Blundstone Donation Center is open during most weeks. Of course, with the holiday coming up, there won't be as much time to do that, but they are going to be open on Monday and Tuesday this coming week from 12 to 7, and they'll be open on Black Friday from 8:30 to 3:30 special times there for that. This is all at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street in Stevens Point, right next to Hyde Music. You cannot miss it. And of course, after next weekend, we get pretty much into the holiday season. And we're going to be getting into this as we go along with all of the fun holiday stuff that's going on throughout central Wisconsin here. And we will talk about it as we can. So let's go ahead and get a little bit ahead of ourselves here. Go into December. We've got so many things happening December 2nd as we really kick off the holiday season, which is just so cool and so great. And we've got not only with the trees over at the Masonic Center, of course, we've got the Festival of Trees. We've got the Farmers Market going on Saturday the 2nd, as it always does this time of year. We actually have the 7th Annual Tree Walk coming up on December 2nd. Ring in the holiday season at the 7th Annual Christmas Tree Walk. Spread between the two exhibition floors are trees, rooms, wreaths, and collections to get you in the festive spirit, all decorated by volunteers throughout our community. And this is at our good friends at the Southwood County Historical Museum, 540 3rd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. That is December 2nd from 12 to 4. 12 to 4 is when the time is for that at the 7th Annual Christmas Tree Walk. A way to get you into the holiday spirit. Another way, and we heard just about it this Friday on Midday Magazine, our good friends over at the Historic Point Boss are doing their annual celebration of the holidays, the Heritage Holidays, happening on Saturday, December 2nd from 1 to 5 p.m. Enjoy holiday traditions and decorations of the past. Sample foods of this historic period. To get in, adults just $3, students $2. Historic Point Boss is the website, historicpointboss.com. And check it out there just off Wakely Road outside of Nakusa. Keep local history alive and have a lot of fun doing it as well. We've got other things happening on the 2nd of December. We have got Christmas in Rome starting at 1:30 p.m. It's their annual celebration, the first Saturday of December. They do this every year. Lots of events happening starting at about 1:30. There's going to be hay rides through Rome Town Center Park. There's going to be entertainment and food, including Christmas movies, popcorn, Christmas crafts, face painting, hot chocolate, hot cider, hot dogs. It just depends on if they're wearing sweaters. Homemade cookies by the Rome Makers HCE. Starting from at 2 o'clock, visit with Santa, Mrs. Claus, and their elf. You take pictures of the Christmas scene as well. Then 4 to 4:30, sing Christmas carols, led by Pastor Margot of the Woodland Church. And then at 4:30, help Santa light the Christmas tree decorated by local individuals and businesses. This is at the Rome Town Hall, 1156 Alpine Drive in Rome. Starts at 1:30 on December 2nd. That is a Saturday. Enjoy kicking off the holidays there as well. And that evening on the 2nd is also Nakusa Hometown Christmas. That's starting up as well. A little more information on that. Of course, there's going to be a parade that evening. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going throughout Nakusa and the Hometown Christmas as they kick off their Christmas season as well. Too much to go into right now. We really don't have the time to go through all of this information. But that's going to be happening December 2nd. And we will be, of course, highlighting all these as we go through the week on the morning shows here. Also, Over the Back Fence next week on Saturday. Just a quick note, on the 2nd, we will not be having Over the Back Fence. We do have a preemption. The Wisconsin boys team will be taking on Marquette in a basketball game that day, and we will be preempted for Over the Back Fence. So next week, we will be talking about a whole bunch more Christmas stuff coming up and throughout the area. Get you back in the Christmas spirit. Cannot wait. One of my favorite times of year, and I hope it is one of yours. All right, in the last 4 minutes or so, we're going to wrap up with what's going on our airwaves here. Up next, right after the show, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens at 12, and then at 1, of course, we've got Under the Helmet, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Later on today, starting at 4:30, that's the pregame for the Badgers football game as they take on Nebraska at home this year. Their last home game of the year, keep that in mind, everyone, as they play for their playoff lives. And, of course, coming up tomorrow on Wednesday, we have the Wisconsin Badgers girls basketball. Excuse me. Did I just say girls? The Wisconsin Rapids women's basketball team will be starting pregame at 3:40 for that. We also have a rebroadcast episode of Seth Faces the Music talking about the Friday day, one I did last year. Brand new director's cut coming up from 8 to 9. We're going back and looking at some of the musical acts that we've had throughout this our first year. Very proud of what we've been able to do, and we're celebrating that fact with a show with just songs from all the people that have we've had the fortune of talking with this year, of having him play live in the studio, the Lizards, Ben Shittick, Chris Lee. We've had Kyler Cusio, Anna Rebecca. It's just been a fabulous year for all of the live music we've had and had fun with. We're looking forward to another clip show coming up as well on on Director's Cut, and that's coming up coming down the line here. So we will see how that all pans out. Of course, our weekday schedule is the same as ever. Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI West Country. We've got the Sunrise Show. Check that out. And then from 8 to 10, of course, every day here on WFHR, we have the Morning Show. Join James, Melissa, and myself throughout the week. I think this week we also have Katrina joining James on Wednesday, which is very, very cool. But, of course, we do have a holiday coming up, so that'll be just Monday through Wednesday. For the holiday on Thursday and then into Friday, we will be having no live content here, but we have kind of got together some really fun stuff for the time slots when we're usually live on the air, especially here on WFHR. Tune in to where on 8 o'clock. Let's get our times right here. Tune in at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving, and you will have a best of the Kitchens Open segment. Melissa is working real hard to put together some great segments for that. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll have an abbreviated Seth Faces the Music. We're going to have a whole bunch of songs about autumn played from 8 to 10 o'clock. Then on Friday, once again, we will not be live in studio, but we'll have another serving, if you will, of the Kitchens Open with Melissa, some best of segments that we'll be putting together for that. And then at 9 o'clock, we have a best of director's cut. We're going to be talking about our favorite holidays, good holiday movies as we go into the holiday season here. And we hope you have enjoyed. Plus our ArtNet drama that we did, our fun little radio show that we did a couple sometime earlier in this year. So stay tuned for that as well. Well, we're wrapping up the show here, everyone. Hope you have a great weekend. Shout out to Jeff Clark and Associates, the sponsor for the show. And we'll see you next week.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and WFHR.